Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Formerly a weekly radio show airing on stations in the US and Canada, Simply Scottish is now available as a podcast and contains original features, interviews, news, prize giveaways, and more. Our home on the web is www.simplyscottish.com. Subscribe to the podcast and listen regularly. As always, we welcome your feedback. Email us at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. We begin our look at Christmas traditions in Scotland with some music. From the album Celtic Yule, here's Robin Spielberg with Christmas Day in the Morning.
Thank you.
As in many cultures around the world, Christmas celebrations in Scotland come from a mixture of sources and influences. For believers, the focus of Christmas is and always has been the birth of a Saviour in Bethlehem, a Redeemer for all mankind. This is good news indeed, and is rightly marked with gift-giving, church services, music, and family gatherings. Other traditions play a part in this end-of-year holiday too. The Vikings came to Scotland at the end of the 8th century and left behind a midwinter festival still celebrated today, known as Yule or Yuletide. Originally a pagan religious festival, it was marked with great feasting and fires and continued for 12 days. Over time, it was gradually incorporated into Christian celebrations. Christmas Day remains the focus of Scotland's Yule celebrations throughout the Middle Ages. Many ancient rites and traditions continue to have significance, like the decoration of houses with evergreen trees and the hanging of mistletoe, long considered by Celtic peoples to have special powers of healing and fertility. By the time of the Reformation, Christmas celebrations in Scotland came under threat. In 1638, the General Assembly in Edinburgh tried to abolish Yuletide. The Kirk, or Church of Scotland, frowned on the celebrations, deeming them papist and perhaps too rowdy. So for a while, Christmas became a somber affair. Indeed, bakers who made Yule breads were often fined during this time. With the restoration of the monarchy came the restoration of many Christmas traditions, but the rigid laws of the church still dampened celebrations. However, the Victorians certainly left their mark on Christmas, and once again, the holiday gained momentum. We'll explore how the Victorians reinvigorated Christmas after this music from Deacon Blue.
Talking to St. Enoch about Christmas in Glasgow, drinking and talking, and the sweet smell of the Kevin Hall Circus, and the sweet smell lingered of a bird. To take one step, she was taking. to take one step, they were taking one step back.
This is Simply Scottish, and that was Christmas in Glasgow by Deacon Blue. Although Christmas has a long tradition in Scotland, it was a somber affair from around the time of the Reformation to the mid-19th century due to political and religious influences. During Queen Victoria's reign, however, remnants of traditions from the past were gathered together and rekindled. Children once again put out stockings on bedposts or by the fireplace in the hopes that they'd be filled with treats like fruits, nuts, and coins while they slept. In 1848, the Illustrated London News published a drawing of Queen Victoria and her husband, German-born Prince Albert, celebrating Christmas with family around a decorated Christmas tree. Soon, many homes in Britain had a similar tree. The Christmas card industry took off during this time period, with many people exchanging Christmas cards with each other. Christmas crackers filled with sweets and gifts became popular, as did more elaborate decoration of homes. The tradition of carol singing was revived, and feasting with family became a regular part of the celebrations. Charles Dickens' classic work, A Christmas Carol, popularized Victorian Christmas traditions, many of which inform modern Christmas celebrations in Scotland today. Up next, what Boxing Day is all about, and a few words on St. Nicholas. From the CD The Spirit of Christmas, here's Callan Lan.
Thank you.
The day after Christmas is a holiday unique to Great Britain, Boxing Day. No, it's not a day when boxing matches feature prominently on television. Traditionally, it's on this day that the alms box at every church is opened and the contents distributed to the poor. Also, this is the day that servants traditionally got the day off to celebrate with their families. It became traditional for working people to break open their tip boxes on this day. Boxing Day began in the mid-19th century when the custom of tipping by rich persons to persons in service positions had apparently gotten out of hand. Children and others pretended to be in the trades and solicited tips. The custom was expanded to giving to anyone and everyone who had less money than you did, and soon the streets at Christmas time were full of aggressive soliciting of tips. To contain the nuisance, Boxing Day was designated as the one day for giving to the less fortunate. Finally, what about St. Nicholas? How does he figure into things? Well, quite prominently, actually. There was a real man named Nicholas in the 4th century, a bishop of Myra and Lycia, now present-day Turkey. This man dedicated himself to God and a life of service to others. He had a passion for helping the people of his town, and in time, anyone who came near him in their travels. He gained a reputation for his good deeds, wisdom, and gifts to those in need. Over the years, and even after his death, his fame and reputation grew and grew. People traveling through Asia Minor carried stories of his good deeds home with them. He was featured in plays and books and stained glass windows of churches. Spanish monks took him to the Netherlands, where he was known as Sinterklaas, from which our modern name Santa Claus comes. In France, he's Père Noël. In Scotland, Father Christmas. A kind and genial man who honors God by giving to others. The story of St. Nicholas is integral to Christmas, and we honor his legacy today as we give to others. If you'd like to read more about St. Nicholas, I recommend a book called The True St. Nicholas, Why He Matters to Christmas, by William J. Bennett. Today in Scotland, Christmas is a special time that includes good company, warmth, plenty of food and drink, and traditions that have stood the test of time. Here's a Christmas message from Reverend David Arnott, the moderator of the Church of Scotland General Assembly. I remember the first time it dawned on me that the world Jesus was born into was in so many ways exactly the same as the world we live in today. I felt quite deflated, if not defeated. Did the fact that armies still occupy foreign countries, that dictators wreak havoc with their cruelty upon nations, that poverty still is prevalent, that people still flee their homeland to save their lives, mean that nothing had changed since Jesus was born? The Gospel writers use their words wisely. Matthew tells us the story of the birth of Jesus with the image of a bright star against a dark night sky. Magi set against Herod, a baby against an army. That darkness is still here, as our newspapers tell us regularly, but so is the bright star. The world has changed. Life has changed. Now we have hope, for at Christmas time we remember how light shines in the darkness, and by its very shining defeats it. In a glorious mixture of pagan and Christian symbolism, we light up our trees at this time of year. However else you wish to understand it, it's a defiant gesture that when darkness is at its most profound, we light up our world to chase the darkness away. We do it because of the light which God sent at Christmas. After Christmas comes Hogmanay in Scotland, a grand and festive celebration of the New Year. On an upcoming podcast, we'll take a closer look at Scotland's Hogmanay traditions. I'm Andrew McDermott, wishing you and yours a joyous and happy Christmas. Tune in next time for more of All Things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2011, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.